Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, my beautiful souls. I wanted to take a minute to talk to you about connecting to your shadow, doing your shadow work, and why this is so important for not just you, but the depths of the work that you do with your soul clients. See, shadow work has always gotten this rep of being so dark and dingy and don't touch this, that's not good, and all of those things. But shadow work is actually a part of our integration into the fullness of who we are. Carl Jung, who is the creator of the psychological depths of what shadow work is, tells us that shadow work is those traits and those desires that we, and those feelings that we discard and ignore. Why do we do that? Because of shame, because of guilt, because of all the lower vibrating things that come with that, because of the judgments from other people, because of how it's going to make us look if we admit to jealousy, if we admit to rage, if we admit to sexual desires. The goal of shadow work is to have such true and authentic self-awareness of our reactions, of our patterns, and of our actual why. It helps us get to the root of what the thing is that is poking at us, that is invoking this lower vibrating emotion, behavior, whatever, what have you, and integrating it into the light and love and those flowy parts of us. It's integrating all of us. Healing is the integration of our light and our dark. You can't have light without the dark, and you can't have the dark without the light. They come into one another and create such a beautiful gray space that it allows us to really invite in everything we do in this earth, in this life, into the fullness of who we are. You're not bad if you understand and embrace all parts of you and integrate all those parts of you. There are no bad parts of you. They're considered bad because they're the shadow, they're the darkness, they're those parts of us that if only someone knew, they would judge us. But here's the question. Are those your people? Is that really love? Because what love says to us is, I accept you in your fullness, and I accept you as in every part of you, right? We don't have to like those things about somebody, but it's not our position to judge. And I'd even beg you one dip, but give you one further. The people that so-called love you, when you tap into those dark spaces of yourself and transmute it, right? Because the goal is to transmute it. We don't want to go into the shadow part and stay there. We want to go look around, see what's there, bring it into the light. Because when we bring it into the light, we burn it and we transmute it and we turn it into something so great. Ignoring our shit. But if those people, yes, if those people who are judging you because you've tapped into your shadow, are they really expressing authentic love? Think about that. That is even space for them to do their own shadow work and question, why is it that I don't like this about that person? What is it reflecting back to me? Because truthfully enough, we are all mirrors of one another. So as much as we want to mirror the love, the light, the positivity, we're also mirroring those dark places within one another. We're also taking that flashlight through the mirror and the lens of another person and looking at what is it that they're showing me that I need to address within myself. Ignoring our shadow means we only work with parts of us. If we are only working with parts of us, imagine what you could do and how you could transform if you worked with all of you. What would that look like? How would that feel like? When it's time to do shadow work, it's going to show up as self-sabotage. It's going to show up as jealousy. It's going to show up as frustration. And it's going to show up constantly. There's always an opportunity for us to do shadow work. Shadow work brings clarity. It brings connection. It brings depth. And it brings authenticity with not just others, but ourselves and the work that we are called to do. So why is your shadow work, your healing, important for the people that you are called to serve? Because when you go deep, you now have the tools, the understanding and the empathy and the connection to another layer of yourself that you are now able to hold space for your clients. You are now able to hold that same space for the people that are meant to work with you, be in community with you, serve with you, the gamut of what soul work looks like. Because soul work is not just the work that we produce, it's who you are. Who are you allowing yourself to constantly become every single day? When we integrate our soul work, when we integrate those dark places and spaces within us into our light, we allow wholeness to be how we walk, how we talk, and how we show up. I love you all for free. Until next time. Beautiful souls, the time has come. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Release and Rise is officially here. Yes, this is a sacred 6-week coaching experience designed for women who are healers, helpers, visionaries, creatives, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs who are tired of dimming their light, ready to tap into their fullest potential, and ready to rise into the fullness of their calling, utilizing and revitalizing those gifts so that they can approach their work in a brand new way. In this space, we don't just talk about transformation, we actually embody it. We honor both the release and the rise, the breaking open and the becoming of your wholeness. Because transformation isn't always pretty and it's definitely not easy, but when it's held in sacred community, it becomes so powerful beyond whatever it could ever be measured up against. But what makes Release and Rise different? Sis, it's not just this fun little thing that I came up with. It's not just all spiritual. It's not all woo-woo. It is evidence-based. Yes, your girl is smart. We have weaved in the trans-theoretical model of behavior change to support you throughout actual, real, and authentic, lasting transformation. And as we move deeper into this new earth and the way things are being done and the new ways of doing, we are being called to return to the sacred truth of our divine being and those gifts that we have been given. The portal is open now. Like it's open now. It's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be exciting. It's going to make you touch some depths. If this is what you are needing, if you're sensing it, if you're feeling it, if your soul is calling you to it, we begin on October 1st. You have been waiting for a sign, and I believe this is it. I believe this is your sign. Don't walk, run, go to the show notes and go ahead and click on that link so that you can go ahead and step inside. I will see you on October 1st.